I just now told you about red cotton and get down to the dollar and cents. You ain't got many left.
That makes it hard, doesn't it?
Right.
How about, is that what most people around this area do? Do they farm pretty much?
Or? No, they Henderson, everybody took this country. This used to be a dairy and farming industry. I mean, country all together. And it was converted about eight I think there's, I guess there's less than 50 farmers in Lee County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it used to be over 200.
Well, they, most people in...
They just in other words, this man sell his farmland and go to the industry.
Oh, yeah.
And this man over here buy it, they keep buying it. Until this man up here is a big farmer. He has to be a big farmer to buy all this with this high price
equipment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what's hurting. Other than my grandson right now, we ain't got enough land to afford all this high price equipment. Of course, there's something else, you know.
Well, are there a good many industries in Lee County?
Oh, yeah. We got all the Indian County industries, except automobile, as you might have mentioned.
Yeah. What are some of them? Textiles?
We got all kinds of textile mills. We got Daybright, Emerson, Light Fixtures. I don't know, you'd be surprised. That Tupelo, they're manufacturing everything you can think of. So we got Super Sagers down there, and the Rockwell industry makes all kind of power tools. And we've got the lawnmower place down there, below town, makes lawnmowers. And let's see. You just name it, and it's Maya Tupelo, except automobile. That's the one thing we don't manufacture down there.
Well, are there any counties in Mississippi that are still mainly agricultural that you know of?
Yeah, you get on down the Delta, they are. Delta land, in other words. Now you take it. Yeah, you take it down to Oklahoma. Now that's pretty well and not far from here, pretty well the agriculture still.
Is that south of here?
It's out of here. But you take north of here, it's the same thing it is here. It's the industrial produce part of it.
How about peanuts or any peanuts?
No, there ain't enough road here for another industry like that.
That's a big crop down around Pike County where I'm from.
Yeah.
Still.
That's your money crop. Well, you take it used to be cotton and corn there, and milk products. But now we just boil down to a few cotton farmers and bean farmers. The biggest part of ours is bean farming.
What kind of beans?
Soybeans. Soybeans. In other words, we market more soybeans, I guess, than any little place around here. On account of generous all the year, we fill everything up and can't even get a place to unload it. Been that way for the last 2 years.
Doing a lot with soybeans nowadays.
Yeah, they making everything with them. Food, clothes, and everything else.
Still can't get used to a hamburger that's part soybean.
No.
What about your wife? Is she born and raised here?
Yeah.
What about, how old is your wife, by the way?
She's